USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's request to halt a Texas judge's ruling blocking its student debt transfer program was turned down by a federal appeals court on Wednesday night, saying it violated federal procedures. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday is considering the idea of a specialized court to put Russia's top officials on trial over their invasion of Ukraine. President von der Leyen from Brussels on Wednesday.
Russia must pay for its horrific crimes, including for its crime of aggression against a sovereign state. And this is why, while continuing to support the International Criminal Court, we are proposing to set up a specialized court backed by the United Nations to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression.
Two separate storms will cover much of the Mountain West with snow through the weekend. The heaviest snow will fall in California's Sierra Nevada mountains, with multiple feet expected. The second storm will drop southward from Alaska and arrive along the northwest coast later Friday, and then impact other parts of the West into the weekend. China is having troubles keeping their people under control as protests continue to spark up around the Asian country. Tim Berg from Phoenix reports.
China has seen a string of protests against the country's zero-COVID policy. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says he supports the people of China as they protest.
Our beef is not with the Chinese people. Our beef is with the Communist Party, Xi Jinping, and their authoritarian rule.
Republicans are criticizing the White House's response to the protests, saying this is the time for President Joe Biden to take a stronger stance against the People's Republic of China.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
After Iran's 1-0 loss to the United States this week, a 27-year-old Iranian man was reportedly killed by security forces in Iran after honking his car horn in celebration of the country's elimination from the 2022 World Cup. Mihran Sumak was killed northwest of Iran's capital, Tehran, where human rights activists say he was shot in the head by security forces for celebrating the country's loss. One of the most recognizable voices in rock music has died. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau explains.
Singer-songwriter Christine McVie, co-lead vocalist of Fleetwood Mac, has died, according to the group's posting on social media. Fleetwood Mac's statement said, "There are no words to describe our sadness at the passing of Christine McVie. She was truly one of a kind, special and talented beyond measure." Christine McVie was 79 years old.
Oh, but it sure feels nice.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
SpaceX delayed again the launch of the Japanese moon lander built by Tokyo-based company iSpace. After further inspection of the launch vehicle on the pad and data review on Wednesday, the agency decided to stand down for a second time. The launch was supposed to go very early Wednesday morning. A new target launch date will be shared once confirmed. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.